With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today. Delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Nick Valvano. The Sports Center update brought to you by Grateful Head Brewing Company, Louisville made and brewer owned. Rick Pitino in the news today, meeting downtown in court with the University of Louisville in an attempt to mediate his lawsuit with the university. Pitino owed over $40 million. However, he might be fighting for something other than money. Legal consigliere of the V Show, Keith Pointer, on earlier today.
We assume that all of the bad news about Coach Pitino is out in the public, and therefore he has very little to lose by airing all of this dirty laundry. I mean, the show cause is probably going to come for him regardless. If he can spin it and get his day in court and have a jury of his peers rule in his favor, or at least make a really good argument of why he believes what he believes, then you know, that might be something for his ego.
ESPN Louisville will keep you up to date on that ongoing story. Switching to college hoops. On November 5th at 9:30 p.m., we have the official tip-off time for Kentucky and Michigan State in the Champions Classic for this year. And wrapping up on the diamond, the Reds there in action tonight on the left coast, on the road, 10-10 first pitch, they face Seattle. Perrin Johnson joins in studio next. We'll get the results of a V-Stakes, and the take comes to you at 3. This is SportsCenter.
Hey! Broadcasting live from the Papa John's studios, keep it locked on the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, no more entries because the race has actually gone off. We'll play the replay for you in just a moment. But the race for the V-Stakes is coming up. We'll play it for you. We've got a lot of entries. Thank you for that. And you'll hear it in just a moment. So we will play that for you in just a bit. Nick's got some other stuff too. What has he got? Meat on the bone, or chicken on the wing, or shrimp on the barbie, or something? What the hell is it called? There's a segment.
Has the cake baked?
Yeah. No, there's another one too. Is there chicken on the bone, or what?
No,
was
there's
that
meat
one?
On the bone. Yeah.
Well, is there meat on the bone, or what are we doing?
Well, there's going to be has the cake baked.
Okay.
But we could play that a little later in the hour, or if we can do it now. Whatever.
No. Well, we got to do something until the race gets ready to come back up here. So it took me by surprise because we should be doing the race now, but we just assumed they'd wait for us, and they didn't. Selfish pricks that they are up there. They just, what'd I do? What happened? What'd I do?
99% sure I gotta dump that.
I was like, can we say that?
No, we can't. As a matter of fact, we cannot.
I was wondering. I was like, geez. Like, because when I'm on with Drew, I'm like, a lot of stuff that we say out here, I can't say with Drew. So I was like, is that in the...
Drew went to St. X. He was going to be an altar boy, you know, but he wasn't tall enough. So what would I do? He couldn't get the you know, the wine and the bread to the priest up to the table. He was just blindly putting it up.
I was on with him yesterday. He hit me with a joke. I said, oh, that's a big one coming from you.
Oh. He's a good sport about the joking. You're in management. You better be.
And he's got a text from the VP. 12 to 3. They're looking for a host.
Oh, dang. I didn't know he was that thin-skinned. Oh, man.
The V-Show, Nick Valvano.
The V-Show with Perrin Johnson. Perrin, as I was talking, Perrin was updating his resume.
We both got the axe.
Let me ask you a question as a player, because I think this is interesting. California just passed that rule yesterday. Mm-hmm. It says the players can sell their images. You know, they can make money for their likeness and their autograph, and which passed unanimously, by the way. So it gives you an idea that, you know, people look at this from a common sense point of view and say, well, common sense is you should allow them to do that. But the simple fact of the matter is they're the only state to do it. There's only a handful of schools in the state. In the Pac-12, I guess there's four schools. But if they're doing it and the rest of the league's not, it's going to come down, I would think, to one of two things. Either the rest of the league is going to say, well, we got to get on board, which means, I don't know, maybe their state is going to have to ratify it. I don't know. We'll have to see how that plays out. Or they're going to call their bluff and say, well, that's fine, but you're going to have to get the hell out of our league. And what I was suggesting is the way that scenario plays out is in large measure going to be determined by what players do. In other words, other leagues will be interested in making this the legislation for their league or their state mm-hmm. if they lose a great player to one of the California schools, because the kid says, I'm going there, man. That's the way it should be. We should be allowed to get paid. And so if that happens, I mean, I'm making a name up, but Bill Self or Kay or Cal or somebody, you know, the predominantly great recruiting schools, and they lose a kid out there, or a football, you know, Nick Saban amazingly loses a guy at Alabama because they want to go play where they get paid. Then they put pressure on their administration and their states to say, we got to get with the program. Or the other way around, which is they leave all those schools out of the NCAA tournament, or they can't get bowl bids, and then nobody wants to go play in California. So if you were a player, how appealing do you think that'll be for kids?
I think it's very appealing, especially if you're a kid that's one of the top 10 kids in the country. If you're a top 10 kid in the country, if you're a top quarterback, I want to go to a UCLA or USC. Right now, Chip Kelly, he's getting his teeth kicked in at UCLA. This might do him some good. So, but when you look at Stanford and Cal and USC and UCLA, I think this is something that'll be great. But more importantly, I think, you know, this might play a role into some kids that are going to be one-and-done kids. I don't know about football so much because you got to do 3 years. But here's the thing. When you look at the state of especially the TV money. We always talk about TV money, Bob. The Pac-12 doesn't have their TV stuff done appropriately, and it's a big mess, and it's been a big mess lately.
Conference. The commissioner's getting whacked over the head about that.
So for me, I think this is two things. If I'm the Pac-12 commissioner, I adopt this for the whole conference.
But I don't think it's illegal in the other states.
It's not.
So if you adopt it as the conference and Oregon does it, they're breaking the state law, aren't they, or not? See, I don't understand how that works.
If I was the guy that was the Pac-12 commissioner, I would shoot for getting it done in Washington and getting it done in Oregon and Utah and Arizona. I would try to get it done there because they need a power play to make them back into the fold of the SEC and the Big Ten, because the Big Ten networks got it together, the SEC networks got it together, and now the ACC networks coming together and they're adopting the same format that they did at the SEC network. So what are you're going to mess around and be left in the dust. So and from a recruiting standpoint, if I'm a kid that's like the kid, the Evan Mobley kid that's at USC right now, this would be he's not going to be there that long because he's going to be a one and done kid. But this would be a great thing for him because his brother's probably going to go to USC here in a couple of years. So I think it'd be something good for a kid like those kids. But I think this would be a great play for the Pac-12 to try to adopt this across their whole conference. I think they should really consider
it. Well, that would be a way for them to carve a new niche for themselves because, frankly, the narrative about the Pac-12 right now, and I understand people are going to text me and say, hey, they're still great in, you know, swimming and volleyball is good and baseball is good. But the fact of the matter is what's financially driving the bus is football and basketball.
Yes.
And they have been really subpar the last couple of years. I mean,
So when you look at the state of where Cal basketball is right now, I think you can give it a boost to that. Stanford might have a little bit of a problem because Stanford is a very hard school to get in academically. So everybody's not going to be able to come to Stanford. But you can do something different. You can promote yourself in Palo Alto if you were at a Stanford. Or
Bill Walton would no longer say the Conference of Champions. He could say the Conference of Checks.
Cha-ching.
Can't really get yourself some money.
Man. But, I mean, I like it. I think it's, you know, it's one of those things like the NCAA, especially being a former Division I athlete, the NCAA always makes things better when you're not there. But, I mean, that's just how life works anyway. So for all these young men and women that are able to do these things, you're talking about a young lady like Allison Felix. She went to USC for 2 years, and she's an Olympian, and she's done a great job being an Olympian. But imagine if this might allow you as a school like USC or UCLA if you have players that are on your campus to stay there for 4 years to finish their degrees and promote them, to not only promote themselves, but to promote the university as a part of themselves as well, which is more exposure for your institution. I think it's a
Somebody made the point, Stanford swimmers, people would probably pay to get autographs or pictures or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, because that was the argument. We're not really just talking about basketball and football. We're talking about any sport where there would be a demand for a likeness of the athlete or jersey sales or autographs or something like that. So, yeah, there are probably some sports that, I mean, I don't know, if Tennessee back in the day, the UConn's women, I mean, they would certainly generate money.
Yes, they would. I tell you what, like I would love to talk to Pat Forty about this because his daughter is currently a junior at Stanford.
Yeah. So like, swimmers are mega big deals.
So imagine her right now. You know how they have those swim caps you put on your head when you swim to put your hair in? Imagine her right now. She wants to put on a camp at Palo Alto. She can make customized swim caps.
Sure.
She can go to Speedo and they can do customized goggles for her and they can give her a sponsorship package where she has to wear their goggles and their swimwear, and she can make money while she's getting basically an equivalent Ivy League education all at the same time. So, you know, and a lot of those sports like baseball, like swimming, and other stuff like that, those aren't full scholarship-based sports. So that would help them cover their costs for their education. If you're not volleyball, football, or basketball, cover the cost of their education and not worry about scholarship money. So, I mean, I think this is something that could be very beneficial to athletes that play non-revenue-based sports.
Sure.
Soccer as well.
All right, the results are in. We'll hear the race because we can get it. If you can't get it there, I can get it here. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Before we do that, I'll tell you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. They got a deal. If you buy a window, you get one free installation. The best windows on the market. They'll keep your home cool in the summer, warm in the winter. They last 5 times longer than other windows on the market with traditional metal spacers. They use super spacer technology. It was originated in the aerospace industry. The seal is better. It's warranted and guaranteed for as long as you own your home and 30 years to the next homeowner. So it's safe to say that is a company standing behind their product. They look beautiful. Your house will have that new glow when you put new windows in, and you'll save yourself a lot of money in your utility bills, no longer just going out into the street. You just can't beat it when you get the type of windows that are the quality they are from Universal Windows Direct. So get a free in-home estimate. Have them come out and see you. They do doors as well. And you will be very impressed when they do the demonstration. That's pretty cool. And they put the blowtorch on one side of the window. You put your hand on the other. You can't even feel the heat. That's a seal. That's how they're made for Universal Windows Direct. Give them a call. Get that free home estimate like me. You'll be saying, I love my windows. V-Stakes coming up next. It's ESPN 680 105.7.
Louisville football looks to stay winning on Saturday night when the Cards travel to Nashville to take on the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. And for the most pre- and post-game coverage, along with live play-by-play of the game, keep it locked on ESPN Louisville. The Coors Light pregame show with Mark Ennis will broadcast live from Nashville beginning at 2 o'clock on 93.9 The Ville, followed by the WKU call of the Hilltoppers and Cards. And then directly following the game, it's the Coors Light postgame show. We're the first place that will take your calls, and you'll hear live from Scott Satterfield. If it's Louisville football, we talk about it on ESPN Louisville. Your home for Lamar Jackson and Baltimore Ravens football is right here on ESPN Louisville.
Jackson backs up, slings it to the back of the end zone. He's got Miles Boykin. Touchdown, Ravens!
Lamar looks to stay hot on Sunday when the Ravens host Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. And the only place in Louisville to hear every snap is right here on 93.9 The Ville. Pre-game coverage begins at 12:30 with kickoff at 1. Live play-by-play of Lamar Jackson and the Ravens is presented by Liquor Barn. Download their app and have Liquor Barn delivered to you. And Molly Malone's in St. Matthews, your home for the Lamar Bar.
Okay, Hank and Ashley, I'm on a tight budget. I want the most beautiful diamond, but can I afford Davis Jewelers?
Absolutely. As Louisville's largest fine jeweler, we have gorgeous complete diamond engagement rings starting at under $1,200.
Plus, did you know with our flexible financing, qualified buyers can buy a 1-carat diamond for as little as $89 per month?
That's amazing.
Because we buy directly from our cutters, there's no one else between you and your diamond.
And only at Davis Jewelers do you get a 30-day money-back price and satisfaction guarantee.
And a lifetime nationwide warranty with free lifetime maintenance at any preferred jeweler, coast to coast.
Plus, a lifetime diamond upgrade guarantee.
And you get all that only at Davis Jewelers.
Because we want to be your jeweler for life.
We're Louisville's largest fine jeweler.
And love, it's what we do.
Davis Jewelers, from anywhere in Kentuckiana. We're at Forest Green Boulevard, just off North Hurstbourne Parkway, and at davisjewelers.com.
Did you know that the IRS is getting more aggressive these days? They're using private agencies to track you down and even started taking away passports. Don't wait. If you owe more than $10,000, take advantage of the Fresh Start Initiative, a program in place that can help you now. You can save thousands and possibly have your taxes forgiven. Join the thousands of taxpayers who made the call to get protection from IRS collections. Call the experts at Oxford Tax Partners now about the Fresh Start program. If you qualify, it'll stop the IRS collection agencies from coming after you. Let the IRS negotiation experts at Oxford Tax Partners get you protected once and for all. Call the hotline now at 800-575-1919. That's 800-575-1919. There's help for those of you who owe $10,000 or more, but it's important that you take action before these programs change. Call the tax experts at Oxford Tax Partners for a free consultation now at 800-575-1919. 800-575-1919. That's 800-575-1919.
At Witch Witch, they believe that a great sandwich has the power to make any day better. Witch Witch has launched their new favorites menu, including clubs with top quality grilled and breaded chicken, plus new shakes, including birthday cake, the famous Courtney's cookie, and yellow M&M shakes. Two area locations, 221 South Hurstbourne Parkway and Old Brownsboro Crossing. Mention ESPN, you'll get a large build-your-own witch for just $6.80. Order online or download the new app. Witch Witch, superior sandwiches.
Hey! Broadcasting live from the Papa John's studios, keep it locked on the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, it's Lachlan McClain. You're listening to ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Show with Bob Valvano is now right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
But a week has all the days: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday's part of the week, Friday. ESPN Orchestra has to turn it down some. They were very loud for a minute there. They got a little overzealous, the orchestra. You know, the listeners hate when you do that. Hate it. They text me all the time. Stop doing that, and then they call you names.
You bring this on them.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's when the guy punches his girlfriend and says, you made me do that. I didn't want to do that.
I actually got chased in the alley because you turned the music up too loud one night.
Thank you.
You're still pretty athletic.
Yeah, that's why I got away.
Wow, Mike Zimmer has some comments. We'll listen to those in a minute. But here's the V Stakes, finally. Take a quick look back at the field for this race. Come on there. Pop up for us. Come on. No. I know you got the race. I want to give the field, though. It was a rather short field, and here's what we had working. It was the third race, and the horses that you could pick were the 2, Joe Mooch, the 4, Thirsty Donnerstag, the 5, Deficit Hawk, or the 6, Malbec. The 5 was the favorite, or the field would have been anybody else, the 1, the 3, or the 8, Just Economics, Tchaikovsky, or Margarita Sunrise. It was a sprint race. It's going to be a quickie. 5.5 furlongs. Good luck. The V Stakes goes off right now.
Margarita Sunrise to the outside.
Here comes your guy. He's going to say it. Just give him a chance. Oh, man. Say it.
And there they go, and it's a pretty sharp start for Deficit Hawk this afternoon. He already finds the front. Just Economics is showing zip from the rail. Margarita Sunrise wants to flash speed from the far outside. Joe Mooch makes a move for fourth inside of Malbec. I'm going to Chavskowski, and at the tail of the field is Thirsty Donnerstag. Just Economics and Deficit Hawk side by side. Nearly two lengths to Margarita Sunrise, chasing them from third. Malbec's in the fourth spot with Joe Mooch, fifth from the rail, five off the lead at the 3/8. Another 3.5 to Thirsty Donnerstag with Tchaikovsky at the back. Just Economics and Deficit Hawk. Deficit Hawk reclaims the lead at the quarter pole. And Margarita Sunrise continues to pursue with his wide journey. Joe Mooch saves ground throughout. Malbec's in the fifth spot, three off the lead. The lead belongs to Deficit Hawk. He's the one to beat at the eighth pole. Joe Mooch makes a move into second, but Deficit Hawk is finding all of his past class, and he's way too good for this group. Give him career win number 13. Joe Mooch clearly second, Malbec third, and Margarita Sunrise checked in fourth for the Super.
There you go. It was Deficit Hawk. He didn't say the H. He didn't sound like he was saying a Deficit Hawk. He was, you know, odd little accent there. Oh, wait, what is he saying? There they go. Where's the way they go? What does he say? Away
I'm
go?
Not really sure. There they go.
I don't know, but we played it with the guy from Mario, too.
Here we go. Oh, yeah, here we go, yeah.
Giorgio. All right. Anyway, congratulations if you had the five. We'll pick. We had a bunch of people who had the five, so we'll pick one, and you will get yourself a fabulous prize. Nick will text you and...
No, you should just do it. You got it right there.
I'm trying to host a show here.
Yeah, I don't
know. See, you're not hosting a show. You could type. I'm supposed to be talking to him, so... Unless you want that on the air, the click.
Okay, well, time out, Mr. Self-Righteous. Normally, that's usually going on when you have a guest on, because you're listening to the guest, and I'm not doubting the fact that you're listening to the guest.
I'm sorry, I was listening. Would you say something?
No. Me, you could give two spits about, but no, the guest you normally, you listen to. I don't know how, because you're sometimes eating a sandwich, other times finishing Drew's crossword puzzle. I don't know, but you do listen to the interview.
Uh-huh.
You've proved that to me. I got burned on that insult one time.
Yeah,
but
did.
You are constantly fighting with the text line.
Yeah, but I'm not fighting with anybody right now.
Well, all right.
I feel like I'm not supposed to be here right now.
Yeah, we're that family that makes the guests uncomfortable. Ooh, I think I'll go.
Look at the time.
I gotta go.
Paired over for dinner. We're just throwing pasta.
I gotta get up and work tomorrow. You know. So all right. Well, I'll do it. I'll do it during the commercial break, Mister. I got a very big head.
Yes.
What's your hat size? Do you know?
Big. Bobble.
He does have a big head, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I feel weird telling another man he has a big head.
No, it fits you, though. It's appropriate. It's not a disproportionate head. Like, Vanna White got the job on Wheel of Fortune because Pat Sajak thought she had a big head.
Really?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I don't know why he found that desirable, but he thought she had a very large head.
He's got, like, a head fetish or something?
I don't know. He's now dead, so he really doesn't have any fetish at all.
Pat Sajak?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Not Pat Sajak. Merv Griffin.
Oh, okay.
Merv Griffin was interviewing people, and he interviewed her, and he said, I don't know, he said he would make her stand out on television. I mean, I don't know what that means, that, you know, you got to have the neck case, Nick. You missed your call.
So you're telling me Merv Griffin interviewed Vanna White and goes, she's ahead of everybody in this class.
Hey,
how you doing?
So, Vanna, what's your hat size? I don't know. Anyway, so there you go. All right, we're going to hear these comments. Were you able to rewind it or what? Because this is a wild day. Bobby, it's kind of like a throwback Thursday here on a Tuesday. Because Rick's in court. He's in town, in court, in the federal courthouse. Nick is going to go try and rewind it. I guess Jim Rome is, but no disrespect, it's just another radio host, even though he's a very prominent one. That's not the point. The point is Mike Zimmer, who's the Vikings head coach.
Yes.
Holy cow. They say on the pro golf tour, tee it high and let it fly. And that is what he did with Bobby Petrino. He was Bobby's defensive coordinator at the Atlanta. And we all know 13 games into the season, Bobby said, look at the time. I got to run. I'm doing Arkansas.
Like a thief. He left like how the Colts left Baltimore.
Yeah. It's pretty close to the same thing.
Yes.
So Zimmer had some very less than flattering comments. We're going to see. I think, I don't know if Nick's trying to find it or he's wrestling with Coop in the hallway. I think
he's trying to talk to Coop about finding it. But I wanted, did you see that DeMarcus Lawrence, he is a defensive end for the Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
And there's a video circulating going around about him.
Doing what?
There's a young kid that walks up to him with a Saquon Barkley jersey on, and he has this, like, he has a cowboy jersey in his hand. It looks like a cowboy shirt or a jersey or what, I can't tell. But he goes, DeMarcus, will you sign this? And he said, get the right jersey on, son.
You wouldn't sign it?
No.
That's it. I got to admit, the kid's parents should have told him, listen, Junior, when we go home, you can root all you want for Barkley, but take that off when you go ask a cowboy for his autograph. What is that?
It's like a slap in the face a little bit.
It really is. I mean, it's just like, I don't know. I'm trying to find an analogy, but I can't think of one.
Dave Chappelle was talking about that when his son wanted to go see Kevin Hart, and then like he wanted to go meet Kevin Hart, and he talked about it being the best experience he's ever had. And Dave Chappelle was just like, really, son?
Oh, well, I forget one of the players with the Yankees. One of the players' kids. And they asked him, "Who's your favorite player?" And he didn't say his father. He said, "You know, he picked one of the other players on the team." So it's your father. I'm not surprised at that. It wouldn't be exciting to meet your own dad. I mean, oh, Kevin Hart, you'd like that.
Yeah.
Plus, absolutely. Kevin Hart was probably close to the kid's size. So that's two height jokes I made. I'm going to come across as a heightist.
You are.
Want to do that.
You definitely are right now. I think Nick is rewinding it as we speak.
Yes, he is. Here's the thing I'm intrigued by. Bobby went and spoke at this luncheon, mm-hmm. was sold out, and he got a standing ovation. Were you a little intrigued by that?
You know, time heals all wounds in some situations, but I don't understand why.
Well, I mean, he didn't leave. He was forced out.
He was fired because he lied.
Well, because, yeah, it was in the middle of five different scandals. He was having an affair with a staff member, and then he lied about it. Yeah. The whole thing is...
That he hired, and 110 people applied for the job that girl got.
Yeah.
And she was given job.
She had one distinctive attribute he was looking for, you know what I'm talking about.
She had a unique type of skill set, you know what I'm saying?
She had a definite, particular proficiency,
It wasn't email.
But okay, I know he won, right? I mean, he didn't win like Saban, but he won some games, and yeah. I guess that's all that matters. I guess I don't know because
he did a good job there. They had some good teams. They had some guys that could play. I mean, they had some good quarterbacks.
If Rick comes back, he'll be cheered.
Yeah.
And that's because he won too. He didn't leave of his own volition, and he won. He didn't go back to Kentucky and get cheered because he went and took a job at the rival. But it wasn't, if he'd gone back after the Celtics or something, he probably would have been cheered.
Yeah, but you know, it's the funny thing I see with people is if you are a doctor and or if you know, let's say not a doctor, if you are a lawyer and you got multiple DUIs, you would still be able to go be a lawyer. And maybe you would, I don't know, but you would still be able to do your job to an extent. But people really get offended when people in professional sports or college sports do something wrong. Oh, they should never be able to do that again. But in other professions of life.
It depends on what it is. I think strangely, I would argue with you. I think DUI is worse than some of the stuff because, I mean, I lost a cousin to a drunk driver. I lived in Sweden for a year. There's zero tolerance. We're way too tolerant of drunk drivers in this country.
Yeah.
You see a guy's had four DUIs, five DUIs. I mean, people are routinely getting killed from that. But having said that, I know what your point is. Your point is that if it's a coach or a player, something goes on, we seemingly make more about it than we would a guy who's a banker or whatever. But I think that's true. It's not an athlete. It's just somebody in the public eye. I mean, entertainers. Although entertainers, it's almost expected that they're going to
do something
goofy.
Yeah.
By the way, what are you doing out there? We have this video or not? I don't know. Should I keep tap dancing? Should we go into another subject? I don't know what you're doing. You're wandering around like you're in a bus terminal.
I gave you the thumbs up like nine times.
Is he at Penn Station?
I think I'm just back here like I have a nervous tic where I just say, hey, everything's great.
I didn't see the thumb up, Mr.
I literally pushed it to the glass.
Did you see it? Yes or no?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh,
so no.
Don't give me that. He wasn't.
Right. I feel like I'm not supposed
to
be here.
Now, who are we hearing? Are we hearing Jim Rome or Mike Zimmer?
Mike Zimmer.
You're going to hear Mike Zimmer? Oh, no, that's quality entertainment.
Mike Zimmer reading, or it's Jim Rome reading the
that's
Mike Zimmer quote.
That's what I
meant. I'm in your ear.
You're hearing Jim Rome. He's just reading the Zimmer quote. All right. Go ahead. Hit the button.
Legendary photos of him at the presser where his face is as bright as his Arkansas jacket. You're wrong. No. I'm resetting this so I can bring back one of the best quotes in the history of sports. No, one of the best quotes in the history of life. Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer, who was Petrino's D coordinator in Atlanta. Do you remember that? Do you also remember what he said at the time? He told the Cincinnati Inquirer back in 2010 that Petrino is, quote, this is great. This is a guy who worked for Petrino, quote, Petrino is, quote, a gutless bastard. Quote that. I don't give a bleep. When told that the paper could not print the word bastard, Zimmer said, quote, how about this? Gutless MF-er. You can use that. End quote. That might be the best quote ever. Told that he can't say gutless bastard
in
the
paper.
Cut it off.
It's playing again. It just started to play again.
Gutless MF-er.
What are you doing?
And he's not wrong.
What the hell are you doing over there?
It's not a GIF thing. It's the TV.
I know, so pot it down.
Okay. Well, you said it was like playing again.
It played it again. Whatever happened, whatever you played, it started to play the exact same
comment. I didn't hit anything.
Well, anyway. How about my pastor, by the way, just texted us. Catherine said Vanna White was my next-door neighbor. Vanna White was my next-door neighbor in Atlanta. So I wrote, wow, does she have a big head? She could speak to it firsthand.
Did you ever see her wear a hat?
I used to have the children go over when she wore a hat so they could stay in the shade in the hot sun. Yikes. I don't think I'll read that on the air. Our pastor's the coolest woman ever. She's outstanding. Should I let you read what she wrote back? It's unpleasant.
I don't want to see this. Which one was it?
Oh, man. This is good stuff.
Oh, all right, then.
Yeah, no, she's funny. She's got game. Listen, that's an old quote, but what he didn't do is he didn't put it in context. I gave you the context. What he said was he just came in and announced he was resigning and he would speak with all of us later. He said, and not one of us has said a word to him since, not that any of us wanted to. That's when he said he's a gutless blank and said what he had
to say. He left in the middle of the year. I forget what game it was.
13th game. They were 3-10.
Yeah.
And he left. And the guy, Zimmer, who was the D coordinator, said he just came in the office and said, I quit. I'll talk to you guys at some point in the future. And was gone. And no, he never talked to anybody.
I remember that. And then he like showed up that night. It was like 11 o'clock or something like that. And he was shouting out Pig Suey at an Arkansas presser. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, the first
thing I didn't realize it was that soon.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was like I knew it was soon, but I didn't realize it was soon.
Yeah. It was like the Colts when they left Baltimore during the snowstorm. Packed it all up in trucks, and he just rolled out.
And he immediately berated the woman for wearing the Florida shirt to the press conference, or Florida hat, some journalist, some reporter. I was like, wow, he's back in his environment now.
He's gone full heel.
SEC football coach. I'm allowed to just... you know, dictator, you will get out of my room.
He came in like the count.
He taped a note in the players' lockers. It was a four-line note. He said, "I'm basically."
There was this the soundbite. I could rewind it again and get it. They played it on Rome Show.
Oh, guys, just by the way, to defend you, it didn't start playing again. He repeated himself.
Thank you, Texter.
Okay, sorry.
Always have my back. No, it was Warwick Dunn who, by all accounts, is like the nicest human being on the planet, and said that, you know, he basically gave up on everyone. It was really weak that he didn't speak to anybody. He said, you can't do that at a professional level. That's
evidently you can.
Well, they're not.
But
I
still
to.
Don't completely get the standing ovation part. The guy brought terrible embarrassment. He absolutely dislodged the program for a number of years, mm-hmm. and you know, it was really broke a number of. Well, if not, he broke laws. I'm almost sure that you can't, you know, that's all sorts of, you can't hire a person and be having an affair with them. And I mean, it just compromises your office and then lied about things and the whole thing. And then, but I guess in the SEC, if you win games, all is forgiven. I mean, he did win there, I guess. So, and I guess they haven't won that much since he's been gone, right?
No, they have not. Her name was Jessica Dorrell.
She was a volleyball player, as I recall.
Yes, she was. So that whole situation, and she was engaged, I believe.
Yeah, oh, yeah, she was.
While she was having her affair with,
did somebody in the athletic department, or am I making that part up?
Who she was engaged to?
Yeah,
I don't know, but I know she was a volleyball player, and he hired her, and they were having they were playing. She was working on her serve, shall we say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get the rotation.
She led the team in kills.
Hey,
She was an outside hitter, if you know what I'm talking about.
I was trying to think of a volleyball player. I mean?
She was good at a dig.
She could dig it out. Oh, man, that was the one I wanted.
That's the only other term you knew.
She was
set and spike, and then we've shot the whole
libero
arsenal there.
She's a defensive specialist.
Here's the thing that I find intriguing. Lamar's a star in the making, unless he gets hurt. Even though that was just one game, he coached him when he was a Heisman Trophy winner. He clearly wants to coach again, Bobby.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but he's not stupid. This is what you do. You go and say you're sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he did here. He came back and said the second go-around was going to be different, and he was, went out of his way seemingly to try and be nicer to the media. But I wonder, does a leopard really change its spots? I don't know.
People make mistakes, but I feel like Bobby's always going to be who he is in terms of his personality and everything else. But I think one of the things that we forget, we thought Bobby was going to come in and be the person he was before, but that staff he had that first time here, that was a great staff.
Yeah, absolutely.
He had a great staff. He had Coach Summers, he had Jeff Brohm, and he had Paul Petrino, and I've heard conversations with other football players. They talked about that Bobby Petrino never gave their pregame speeches. It was like Jeff Brohm or the strength coach at the time, because Bobby's just not a rah-rah guy. He's not a guy. He's not a bubbly guy. He's not a personality guy. He's not an energy guy. So, I don't know about you guys, but Rick Pitino gave every speech that we ever had coming out of the locker room. For your strength coach to have to give your halftime speech or your pregame speech, that's different to me. I don't know how it handled that. I know football's different because they have so many coaches, but they talked about that, and also the other thing I was told from a couple of my buddies that played football, that there was nobody when Bobby was here the first time, if he was kind of little like out of character being the bad cop too much, there was always guys like Paul Petrino would reel him in, his brother would reel him in, or Jeff Brohm would reel him in, like, hey, you're doing too much, you're going too hard on the guys. This time around, there was nobody here to do that. Those are the things that you heard from some of the guys.
Yeah, no, I think there's truth to that. I always thought that Ralph did that for Rick.
Yeah, yeah. Coach Willard did that when I was there.
A little bit, but not as much as Ralph did.
Now, Ralph had more say-so.
Oh, I was on the bus with them one time, and I never saw a guy argue with Rick like that, which was good. Not they were mad, but he didn't back down at all.
And
I could tell by the way Rick responded that he – that was normal for their discussion, which was Ralph was going to say what he wanted to say. And,
like it or not.
Yeah, and if Rick didn't agree with it, that's fine. He's the head coach. But you ask me a question, I'm going to tell you. To some degree, the assistants always had to get in line, the younger guys even.
Yeah.
I mean, but Kevin was good. Rick respected him, but I didn't see anybody. Ralph was much more forthcoming with his opinions.
Kevin wasn't like that. Kevin would talk to you on the side after coach would reel into you.
Right.
But I can see that from Ralph because he's the elder.
Ralph was much. It was the only guy that Rick's had on his staff that was really a contemporary of his.
Yeah.
Everybody else were kids compared to him.
I remember they had that crazy staff at UK when it was him, Billy Donovan, Tubby, Herb Sendek. And it was like all those guys ended up being head coaches.
Yeah, and all succeeded too. They all did.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, what are we doing? Do I have any more? I'm done with spots, right? I did. Yes, I'm done. Nick is doing something that's not paying. We could talk about Nick. He's not listening to us.
You have to do that one about paying less for certain items.
I know.
I'm printing it. That's what I was scrambling to do.
I'm going to read. We're going to argue on the air.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yes, I'm going to read.
Don't.
Yep. I'm going to prove to him that they asked to do it once a week.
Once a week? Okay.
Oh, it's not.
Yep. Oh, it is. Make no mistake about it. It says right in the email, once a week. And today is Tuesday. That means for this week we could do it, I don't know, Wednesday. Or you know what? Thursday.
Right.
Or you know what else we could do it?
What else when?
Friday. And they would all count as part of the week. But no, he is hell-bent to do this to the point where the whole show has to...
That hasn't been the whole show.
Reaching halt.
I just want to make sure we get them all in. Put that in the mixtape.
So, just so you guys know, that guy that was engaged to
Josh Morgan.
They got married.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He's a very forgiving man. That's very nice.
And he was, I don't know if he still is, but he is a strength coach at the University of South Carolina. He might still be there.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, he's just.
All right, so was he working at Arkansas when... all that went down.
But see, there was always this rumor that beat Bobby up.
Yeah, that it wasn't a motorcycle incident. He got wind of it and he beat Bobby up. And I don't know. That's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah.
That's what I think. It's one man's opinion.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if I can find this here. I'm determined to find this.
You're more determined to find this than do the actual read.
No, I am. I'm going to. Oh, man, there's so many texts that come up if you type the word tickets in there. Who's the original text from? Was it from Diener?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it was.
I cannot find it. I'm all pissed off now. The bad thing is you're going to give it to me. You're going to get me to read it.
Yep.
I'm going to read it.
Yep.
And then as soon as the show's over, I'm going to march into Sweeney's show. And he's going to think, he already thinks I'm nuts to begin with. And I'm going to kick the door open. And I'm going to just scream in the background, once a week! And then I'm going to walk out. And they're going to say, what the hell was that all about?
So you're going to take your frustrations
on poor Sweeney,
who
had nothing to do with it.
Poor Sweeney and Coop.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's good stuff.
So what do you got for us today? Did you bring anything to the table today? Did you bring anything with you?
You know, in terms of like what's going on and everything else?
Anything. It's a talk radio show. Do you have some good things to bring to the discussion?
I love the last 5 minutes of that Saints Texans game last night. That was
the NFL at its best.
It was the best thing I've seen in a while. I've never been this excited to have football back. A fun, corny fact that I will point out, all the guys that have played at the University of Louisville that have had success all wore purple. Griff wore purple, Donovan wears purple, and Lamar wears purple. Just throwing that out there.
Wes Unseld never wore purple.
But I will say that I really am enjoying how Lamar has improved as a passer. And then, you know, Drew always would harp on how Lamar sounds at the podium in terms of how he talks, because he sounds like he's not like a quarterback, as Drew would say. But when he talked at the podium recently about the game that he played, he said, not bad for a running back. He sounded so together and he sounded so focused. And I'm really happy with his maturation and what he's been able to do. And I hope he continues. I know it's only week one, but I know the Dolphins aren't the greatest football team in the world, but they're still professional athletes, and I'm really happy with how Lamar put on the show against the Dolphins. And it's going to continue when I forget who they play. They play somebody that's not that good.
They play
the Cardinals.
They Arizona play the Cardinals. And the Cardinals gave the Lions a game, but I still think the Ravens are a better team, especially the defense looks really stout. And I tell you what, I cannot wait for week three when the Chiefs and the Ravens have to play each other. You want to talk about two guys throwing the football around and pitching it downfield. It's going to be a fun game to watch.
Well, we had that fantasy football expert, Joe Bartel, on from RotoWire on the Midday Rush, and he said that by this time next year, he's making like a prediction that it's going to be Lamar or Patrick Mahomes. Like, that's going to be the discussion point. Like, which quarterback do you take? Yeah. It's going to be 1 and 1A. And I mean, he said he touted him as like the breakout sleeper player of the year. And I mean, they've been building that team around him. I mean, that's what they say. But he's got it's Miami.
Yeah.
But it seems that he's got a pretty good offensive line. And I mean, never really had that here. No, kind of cool to see what he could do in the pocket.
You
got to
really, we got to really tip our hat to the GM for the Ravens. Think about this: they got Mark Ingram on staff. They went and got Mark Ingram. He has led the NFL in rushing yards per carry at 4.3 since 2014. And they got two other guys that are good tailbacks too. So they shored up that part of their offense. They go draft the kid from Oklahoma, the Brown kid, and they got the Snead kid last year in the draft. They really shored up everything. So Lamar doesn't even have to run the ball. That's why I really love what they've done.
The thing that I found interesting, you know, we were talking about Bobby Petrino, and I was struck by this. He threw a couple of long balls. Remember Bobby used to say all the time, you know, Bobby really does get into the talk about inside baseball, even when he's talking just in general.
Yeah.
And he used to say he can really flip his wrist. Remember he used to talk about it all the time? He can really flip his wrist. And he threw a couple of those long balls. That's what he did. I mean, you can see what he's talking about. He just
– 60 yards.
He has the ability to just – throw it tremendous distances without having to just load up. He doesn't have. It's like a baseball player has to take a long swing. It's really hard. He's got he's quick through the strike zone. If I'm going to continue the baseball analogy, he just gets in there and then he just flicks his wrist and the ball is going. And I saw this stat yesterday too. He hit three or four passes. I don't know what the term is, window passes, whatever they call them in the NFL, where the guy has less than a yard separation from his defender.
Right.
And he hit three or four of them. That's a very high percentage.
Which says he's improved his accuracy.
He's accurate, and he can throw downfield. What else you want the guy to do? Speak French? I mean, he's doing everything. So, I mean.
Crab cakes, please. Oui, oui, oui. I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, for me, I'm just happy to see that we have a guy from our from this institution that is having success like him, and the guy and how Donovan's having success as well. And then you see Brendan McKay, who slowly is getting worked more and more into the lineup for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays as well. So they're really representing the university great there. And Jair Alexander doesn't get enough credit as well. But I will say that it's just really great to see him handling this. This is a guy that didn't have a playbook in high school. That's insane.
Well, you know, Bobby said something, quoting Petrino, but it is interesting. I mean, after the, you know, getting past the apology and all the other stuff, he said that when they would run their practices, and I'll tell you why I think this is relevant. Because, listen, I'm a huge fan of Lamar's.
Yeah.
But he is not a guy that's ever going to win the, you know, Clarence Darrow Public Speaking Award. It's not his thing.
No.
But you say, okay, but a quarterback's got to be a leader. Well, you can lead other ways. And you could tell that people believe in him. And Bobby said when they would run plays at practice, you know, if it was a play he had, he was a run option for the quarterback, he would run past the line of scrimmage all the way to the goal line and then turn around, still get back in the huddle so he could call the next play. That resonates with players. You know that, too.
Yeah.
And your leader and the quarterback, who's a guy who could brother-in-law it a little bit if he wanted to. I mean, that's the quarterback's prerogative. But he's working that hard. That's, you know, you can lead that way, too. You don't have to be.
By example.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
This is what Nick was begging me to tell you, because he wants me to save you money on tickets.
Oh, I can't wait. Tell me.
You know how you do that? You
that's go to the enthusiasm.
Tickets for less. You know why that happens? Is they have the best seats at the best prices, and you know how often they charge service fees?
How
never.
Often? Oh.
Tickets for Less is a long-term partner of Union Broadcasting and has been a trusted ticket source for our sister station. Why is it our sister station? Why can't it be our brother station? I'm going with our brother station. For our
it's
brother
however
station
it identifies.
In Kansas City for over 10 years. Don't get stuck paying more on other sites when you can get the. Parent actually got airborne that time. That was hilarious. He actually got out of his seat. You still got some ups, brother. You were. I'm surprised you didn't leave a mark in the ceiling. That was entertaining. Don't get stuck paying more on other sites when you get the same great seats for this weekend's home games. Or for any games coming up on the local schedules at Tickets for Less. They also have access to great deals for all the concerts in the area, from football to concerts and everything in between. Score your Louisville tickets without all the fees at TicketsForLess.com. All of the best events for less. Thanks, PJ. Good seeing you.
Yes.
All you use guys, unless you know something I don't, we'll see you tomorrow. The Take is next with Andy. See you tomorrow.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.